Good evening, everyone. Dr. Armstrong back with the new episode of Tuesday Tips. I am thankful to be back with you again. Today's Tuesday Tips, they are coming a little late due in fact that I've had a very, very busy day. And with that being said, I'm glad to be back with you again. If you are finding these videos to be beneficial, you see how tired I am. Please like, subscribe, and share. It would be greatly appreciated, and I do hope that what I am imparting to you all, you are able to use in your daily life in some shape, form, or fashion. With that being said, today we're going to discuss a little bit about post-traumatic stress disorder, better known as PTSD. PTSD. PTSD is a traumatic disorder. It's a disorder not just being able to move beyond the traumatic event, but it's a disorder whereas that person feels as though they are living the event over and over and over. With that being said, I want to share with you, maybe someone in your family, someone in your circle of friends, are maybe they experience some shape, form, or fashion of a PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD is not just not being able to move on after a traumatic event, but it entails so much. Post-traumatic stress disorder is so debilitating that people tend to not participate in certain events, not partake in certain communications, they just don't function in normal, what we would consider in everyday normal society. So when you find people who may seem to be a little withdrawn, isolated, cautious, or using some type of precaution in their life, we don't know what a person has been through. And that's something I try to express to people a lot. We don't know what people have been through in their lives. We often associate post-traumatic stress disorder with those coming out of the military, out of war. But it can happen to anyone not associated to the military. That's how debilitating this disorder can be. Listen to the name, to the term of the disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, meaning after the event has happened, they are still experiencing the stress from it, the emotion from it, the anxiety from it, as if it is happening right then and there. That's how debilitating this disorder can be. Let's just look at what some of these things are. People think it's just not being able to move past any traumatic event. It's unwanted memories. When the memory replays itself over and over and over again. Anxiety and depression, not being able to escape from the event, negative self-image, feeling as though you're not adequate enough, excessive blame. When people are experiencing a PTSD, They want to blame something, someone, for the disorder, for what they're feeling. Hypervigilance, being so active all the time to keep their mind off of the event that has happened to them. Sometimes they become disassociated. Okay? They dissociate themselves from reality sometimes altogether. Emotional distress. Easily scared. A sense of threat. Flashbacks. That's a main one. Flashbacks. Intrusive thoughts. Something that I specialize in, helping a variety of people with their intrusive thoughts. That's part of that post-traumatic stress disorder. Nightmares, not being able to sleep peacefully at night. You know, let me get on this subject for just a second. A lot of people don't understand the meaning or the benefit that a good night's sleep can give them. To their physiology, to their psychology, to their biology. Sleep is a regenerator. Just because you feel as though sleep is for the weak, everybody has to sleep. Get adequate amounts of sleep, folks. You will be surprised at what in good night's sleep can bring you. Make it a habit, especially children. Make sure your children are going to sleep at night. Set a bedtime, take the phone, take the tablet, take the laptop, take whatever is distracting them, and make sure they're getting enough of sleep. Avoidance and isolation is part of PTSD. Sleeping problems. Memory problems. Sometimes we suppress the event that happened, that we suppress other memories around it, and we just dissociate. All of that's part of that post-traumatic stress disorder. There are self-destructive behaviors, okay? People tend to harm themselves just to take their mind off of that event. Anger, guilt, and shame. All of these are part of post-traumatic stress disorder. There is help. There is help. I advise you, if you are experiencing any type of post-traumatic stress disorder, seek out some help so that you can live the good quality of life that you want to live. Seek out the help so that you can be a productive citizen. Seek out the help so that that traumatic event does not haunt you for the rest of your life. We know that there are days when it gets rough. It gets rough when you're dealing with the post-traumatic stress. Yes, it gets rough. Got news for you. Learn to take some time out for yourself to deal with that stress and see how you can, even within yourself, grow an understanding and not blame yourself for what happened to you. Okay? We all have certain milestones in life that we wish did not happen. I know people consider milestones to be something of a positive nature. There are also milestones that are not so positive. But guess what? We have to learn to deal with them. And when we deal with them, we are creating a boundary, an emotional boundary, that helps us to maneuver and not stay stuck in that place. That's the main thing I'm trying to get across to you. I don't want you to be stuck in that place. So folks, there are plenty of materials available to you. You can message me. I'm glad to help facilitate anything that I can to help you get out of that moment and continue to live a good life, a quality life, a happy life. All right. So thank you for listening today. I know today's video is a little short. My voice is a little on the achy side. I have to get some coffee, honey, and all that good stuff. But folks, don't live in that moment. Don't take the guilt. Don't take the blame. What happened was not your fault. You're a good person. Be that good person. Don't allow one life event to control and manipulate the rest of your life. Live your best life and live it to the fullest. I'm an advocate for prayer. If you feel as though prayer can help you, start praying. I believe in the power of prayer. It can change things. If you're not subscribed to any type of religion, seek the professional help that you need. I'm an advocate that professionals as myself, we can help you. We may not have all the answers, but we can help you. But you first have to take that step. All right. Thank you, folks, for listening. As always, God bless you. Take care.